This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. After a three-year investigation, Interpol investigators have released the identity of a suspected pedophile accused of abusing about a dozen children. His name is Christopher Paul Neal, a 32-year-old Canadian who's been identified as an English teacher in South Korea. Authorities believe the images of the abuse were taken in Vietnam and Cambodia in 2002 and 2003. In them, the abuser's identity is distorted, but experts managed to unscramble the pictures to reveal his identity. International police are focusing their search for the man in Thailand. Meanwhile, police in Las Vegas have arrested a man accused of videotaping himself while raping a three-year-old girl. Chester, or Chet Arthur Stiles, had been the focus of a nationwide manhunt. Police identified him as the person who raped and sexually assaulted a girl in a homemade video that surfaced last month in Nevada. He was arrested Monday night during a traffic stop just outside Las Vegas. And the Dalai Lama is in Washington, D.C. today, where he'll have a private meeting with President Bush. It's part of a week of events planned in D.C. to celebrate the visit by the Tibetan spiritual leader. The Dalai Lama is a frequent visitor to the United States, and his last visit was just 2 years ago. Here's NPR's Jackie Northam.
This time, though, will be a higher profile visit than any time in the past. On Wednesday, he's due to receive the Congressional Gold Medal of Honor, which is America's most prestigious civilian award. The Dalai Lama will receive the award with President Bush standing alongside him. It will be the first time the president appears in public with the Dalai Lama. China claims Tibet as part of its territory and resolutely opposes awarding the medal to the Tibetan spiritual leader.
That was NPR's Jackie Northam. Today on Capitol Hill, civil rights leaders are expected to testify about the Gina 6 case. That's the case of six black teens in Louisiana charged in the beating of a white student. The incident happened after two nooses were hung from a tree on a high school campus. The case sparked massive civil rights protests in the town of Gina. Reverend Al Sharpton will urge Congress to expand hate crime laws to deal with incidents like the one in Gina. And finally today, the Ohio school where a gunman shot four people and then himself last week is scheduled to reopen today with tighter security. The Success Tech Academy High School has been closed since last Wednesday's shooting. When students show up today, they'll go through metal detectors, and at least one more armed security guard is expected to be walking the halls. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
Thank you, Rachel.